Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andres Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, David Palmer. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Virgil for a passed ball. Davis moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley strikes out. Virgil drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Eckersley out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moreland strikes out. Virgil drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Moreland out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Moreland throws the ball into Dunston, who tags Virgil trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Say takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dunston strikes out. 2 outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckersley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horner moves to second. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergfell takes first base on ball 4. Moreno moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Say hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Say for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Griffey reaches second base with a double. Horner moves to third. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horner tags and scores. Griffey tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffey scores. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into left field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Virgil moves to third. Chris Chambliss pinch hits for David Palmer. Ron Davis now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moreno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Say takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dernier pinch runs for Ron Say. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Virgil and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Ron Davis. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Jeff Dedman. Manny Trillo now playing third base. Lee Smith now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.